On March 16th, two members of Combatants for Peace, an Israeli and a Palestinian, spoke at Quinnipiac University in Hamden, Connecticut, as part of their Northeast speaking tour. The group was founded in 2005 by four former Palestinian resistance fighters and seven Israelis who had served as soldiers in the Israel Defense Force. The group had to overcome great fear and suspicion as they began meeting with each other, but were drawn together by the belief that more violence and revenge killings are not the way to achieve a peaceful, just resolution of the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Combatants for Peace, which now has 600 members, calls for an end to the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and control of Gaza. The Israeli speaker, Yaniv Reshef, served in an elite military sabotage unit whose members were known as Golani. He now lives in a village near the Israeli town of Sderot, which is often hit by crude missiles fired from Gaza. Reshef acknowledges that the Israeli occupation in which he participated was brutal, but said it pales in comparison with Israel's recent invasion of Gaza, in which more than 1,200 Gazans were killed, including more than 400 children. At the end of his talk, Reshef told the following story about the First Intifada, or Palestinian Rebellion, which lasted from 1987 to 1993.
We were considered too good soldiers to spend us on this, and so they sent us to Lebanon, but at one occasion during training, they said, well, there's a lot of balagan, that means mess, in Gaza, and we need Golani to come and make some order. So when you're traveling by day, put your brown beret so everybody will know Golani is here and we'll be afraid of you. And indeed, they were afraid of us because we had our reputation. And my unit specially worked at night. And one night, the order was, let them know that we can always find them at any time. At any place, enter their houses, their streets, the place where they are shopping. So we were walking at night, entering this family's house. And Jabalia, if you ever seen a refugee camp, it's like Bombay. It's like the most populated place on earth. You know, the streets are narrow, and with the water running in the streets, terrible conditions. We entered this family house. We were as in Lebanon. Helmet, anti-bullet helmet, anti-knife vest, then the vest for the magazine, then the M16, the commando knife, some grenades, surely a lot of other things on the back I don't remember. We were soldiers like you see in the movies, but this wasn't a movie and it wasn't Lebanon, it was a house. Like some group of soldiers now enters and surround you with guns to your head, this was us. And the family was of five members. They had just a young couple and three children. They lived in two small rooms, like take two bathrooms over here, the size of the apartment. And we put them in one room and began to search when we heard a noise behind the wall. There was something inside the wall. And we were very alert and with guns to the wall when we saw a small door in the wall. So for us it was like bingo, the big prize, like there is the terrorist that we're looking for. In Lebanon, we were a lot of times shooting first and asking later. And I think this is the situation today in the occupied territories, as in Iraq. And not because your soldiers or our soldiers are bad, they're just afraid for their lives. And they are put in there by their leaders. They're not the problem, let's say. They're only suffering from it and making others suffer. So we noticed that there was a door, and we were at the door, aiming at the door, and the father said, no, 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 it's okay. And went bravely behind our guns and opened the door. In Gaza, in occupied territories, in general, the rate of unemployment is very high. People trying to raise food and find food in any way they can. And it's common to find inside the houses people that are raising for meat rabbits. Huge 8-kilo rabbits like this. Something, it's a big animal. But very nice, it's a rabbit. So this gentleman wanted to break the tension. He just took one of the rabbits and put it in my hands. And then he took another and another and another. And I was like with one hand with the gun and the other, because I had kind of a shelf because of the magazines, I was holding the rabbit. And we understood that, well, it is not dangerous for us. And without thinking, just naturally, we began to pet the rabbits. We were like a group of soldiers petting rabbits. And it was, I think I remember this moment because it was very surrealistic moment. Like, you would say it can happen only in a movie. Well, in a movie, this is the moment that the voiceover will say, and then I understood, I'm wrong. Well, it didn't happen. I was sure I'm doing the right thing. I'm sure I was looking for the terrorist. And now I know for real that I was cheated, I think, by my leaders. In the same way that your soldiers are now occupying Iraq, which has nothing to do with what happened on the Twins. Nothing to do. It was Al-Qaeda. Iraq with Al-Qaeda had no connection. But someone used your fears for their interests.
That was Yanni Vershev of Combatants for Peace. For more information, visit the group's website at combatantsforpeace.org or call 650-325-4663 for information on the sponsor of the speaking tour.